important to realize at the same time as insulin came out, hemoglobin had already come out, chymotrypsin had already come out, ribonuclease had already come out, and then of course myoglobin and lysozyme had already come out. So that we never, at least I never felt that there was something unique about the insulin structure. It was part of a beginning of a detonation of protein structure.
How does it compare in size?
Insulin was the smallest protein that had been solved pretty well. It was 6,000 molecular as a monomer.
Mm.
It was two monomers in the asymmetric unit. So it was smaller than myoglobin, smaller than lysozyme. But it had something the other crystals didn't have, in my view. It is lovely 3-2 symmetry, and the zinc coordination was so beautiful. And it had a wonderful properties of assembly, monomers to dimers, and none of the other proteins had a well-characterized pattern of assembly. And one of the extraordinarily satisfying things about the structure is we could look at the physical behavior of the molecule in solution and understand it in structural terms. It was immediate. We could just look, bang, there it was. Much of the chemistry, and something I've not said, is we had very strong links by this time, thanks to Tom. When the insulin structure came out, Tom went to Aachen and met up with some chemists, who actually were friends of Dorothy's, to be fair. It was an old link. But Tom went to this lab, probably actually on Dorothy's, I mean, I'm guessing, but I suspect the invasion of Dorothy, and Tom went there. Mm. But anyway, he got these characters so interested in the structure, it led to very, very long collaborations with the insulin chemists, which spread to other labs over the world. But what that meant is we had all this chemistry, and we could just relate it to the structure. It was fantastically satisfying. We could explain, and more importantly, somebody came up and predicted what he might do with the structure, and it worked out. So we felt that we were using insulin structure in a very rewarding way. We're opening chemists' eyes to what happened and allowing them to think of reagents they could map onto the structure and get specific reactions. And that worked, and that was really important. It opened us to people working on the immunology of insulin. We had contacts with a very interesting man called Ed Aquila, another one called Don Steiner, who discovered proinsulin. Look at the processing of the molecule. So the structure opened up the biology, the chemistry, and the solution behavior, and that was very important. Fundamentally, it was very important pharmaceutically.
Is that something that was important to Dorothy?
Absolutely.
I mean, she'd always had that in view.
Yes. She was profoundly interested in diabetes and the history of diabetes, and she had a slide which you've probably seen. You know the slide from the... You want to see
it?
No, it's a very... The pharmaceutical chemist at Novo Nordisk started using the insulin I structure to design insulins whose pharmaceutical behavior was more appropriate for injection than the natural one that was provided by cattle and whatever.
Mm.
And she was very interested in anything that led to improvement in the treatment of insulin and improvement in the way you gave the therapy. She just was generally interested in that. And it was the same with the B12, it was the same with the penicillin. She was very, very aware of the medical implications of the work of these molecules. And it was where she wanted to be, no question about that. And then that was one of the great things about the structure coming out. We had this enormous resonance with the medical profession, or the research profession. It was really wonderful, actually.